Let's pray together. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, Lord. For you are our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear hearers of God's word, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes I wonder, but why me? Have you ever asked that question before in your life? Like, why me? You're going through a challenging time in your life, one that doesn't make sense. Your life kind of gets off course. Something happens and you go, but why me? Maybe you're one of those who quickly transitions and go, well, why not me? I'm not one of those. It takes me a while to sort things out. I think why me is a part of most of our lives. And I would suggest that Jesus even asked that question to some extent in the garden. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why me is part of our journey. And it will continue to be all of our lives. The stories in the gospel, I think, would include some why me questions if they had an opportunity to talk with us today. You know, we have these amazing stories of a synagogue leader who, first of all, has a daughter die. And I guess I'm wondering, would he be asking that question? Why me? And so Jesus finds his way towards the synagogue and to the leader's home. And on the way, somebody approaches him. It's a woman who's been bleeding for 12 years. 12 years. And I guess I'm wondering the same thing. Would she be asking that question, why me? As you've heard in the gospel lesson for today, the wonderful good news is that as Jesus encounters both these individuals and their families, things change. New life. One is brought back to life. A woman who is healed. And their new story begins. But what about Ruth and Naomi? The series that we begin today. Hey, wow. Talk about a tough story. Do you think that maybe they were asking the question, why me? I mean, this story begins with tragedy, with loss, with hopelessness. Here it is. We read here at the very beginning, chapter 1, this story about this family who leaves and lives in a different country. They leave Bethlehem of Judah and they go to live in another country because there's a famine. They're looking for a new life. And they settle in, and life seems to be going very well for them. Until tragedy enters into their home. First of all, it's Naomi's husband who dies. Then two other husbands die. The sons of Naomi and Ruth. Can you imagine what it would have been like for those three women now? You think maybe, just maybe they would be asking that question, why me? You know, what's really fascinating about this particular text is I think Naomi was asking that question, why me? But I'm not sure Ruth was. She approaches a lot differently. Why do I say that? Well, if you look at a couple of scriptures here, you find again this story unraveling where Naomi decides that she needs to leave and go back to her own native land. And her daughter-in-laws are coming with her. And she says to them, no, you guys should go back. You're young. You have a chance. Take it and go. I'll go on my way. The one daughter-in-law, Orpah, does. She leaves, but not Ruth. But listen to this. It's verse 13. She says to her daughter-in-law, "It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." Is this not a "why me" statement? The Lord has turned against me. And then at the very end of this particular lesson, as they approach and come in back to Judah, listen to what she says. Verse 20, "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call my Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought me misfortune." Why me? But Ruth was different. And I was amazed to dig into why this might be. There's these amazing passages that are sandwiched between these two bitter statements that Naomi made. And listen to Ruth in verse 16. When Naomi said to her, "Go back to your own land, stay here, get married, you're young." Ruth says, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." Your God will be my God. Naomi doesn't seem to be too happy with her God. But Ruth says, "Your God will be my God." This is fascinating, friends, because Ruth is still a young woman. She has her whole life in front of her. She could have made her life new where she was. She could have stayed there, found a husband, got married, have children. But she leaves everything behind to go on a journey of uncertainty. She went through amazing loss in her life of losing a husband. And now she was willing to give everything up that gave her any sense of security and foundation to leave to a land that she'd never been to an uncertain future. She would have left behind her culture. She would have left behind her religion, her family. She probably had family there. Her language, her financial future, her land where she was born, everything. Why did she do that? Because she liked her mother-in-law so much? I think there's a little more to it than that. A little bit more to that, why she left. I haven't had the tragedy that this particular woman had in her life. Naomi, you know, losing three special people. But I think all of us have had some lost stories that have challenged us, are difficult on us. And as I mentioned before, my big lost story is still the death of my first wife, Pam, at 47 years of age. And the struggle and the challenge of maneuvering that and raising four children, wondering about our future. And believe me, I asked why me many times. And I complained and I was angry. And I had deep sadness. I was uncertain about my future. How about you? Have there been times in your life when you've had these lost stories happen? You go, "Well, why me?" Maybe you've been in that place and you've had way more tragedy than I had in my life. What I know, what I've discovered, it's in those hard places where God shines, where he shows up when you ask him to, when you call on him, when you trust him, when you believe. Is it easy? No. But I know when people ask me why I believe in God, I go to the most difficult stories of my life and share those and tell them, "This is why I believe in God. Because I know nothing can separate me from the love of God found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing." So what you say about your faith to others during the times of why me are significant. And how you live your faith in relationship with others during the why me's of life really count. Those who are closest to you are watching and listen to you. And how you're going to continue that relationship with God during the most difficult times of your life. Where has God shown up here? Where has he been? Where's he going to take us? And I really wondered from this story of Ruth, if it's during those times when we go through the valleys, the uncertainties, where we feel life has not been kind to us, it's those times, those really tough times, when what we say about Jesus and how we invite him to our life really have an impact for the kingdom. People are watching us, they're listening to us, they're wondering, how are we going to deal with the why me of life? Last Sunday, Reverend Rob spoke about finishing well. It was a wonderful sermon about thinking that through. It kind of drew me to the whole story of Stephen and the importance of last words and finishing well. I mean, I'm thinking that maybe Stephen was asking a little bit why me too. He was being stoned, and yet he had these amazing words in Acts 7. Don't hold this sin against me. It's a powerful story, but you know what the powerful part of that scripture for me is? This verse. And there was a young man named Saul watching in. He was experiencing the words from a man who was being stoned, who loved God, who maybe in some way was asking, why me? And yet, he was able to share the gospel in a powerful way with this Saul, who became Paul, as you know, in the future. Let's go back for a minute to Ruth. Why did she leave? She wanted to leave because she believed in the God. That was part of her family's life. Your God will be my God. Why would she want that? It doesn't make sense in one way because they go through all this tragedy and loss. But then I started to think about this a little bit deeply, and I thought, it's because of what she experienced before. I don't know what happened with the father-in-law. I don't know what happened with the two husbands. But obviously, they impacted her in some way. The faith in that family must have been strong. They must have talked about who God was around the table. They must have prayed together. They must have had rituals where they brought this God into their life. And somehow Ruth, a Moabite, who had another religion, had this conversion experience I always shared before. And I'm wondering about finishing well in each one of those three who died. What they said to her, how they experienced God during the why me that came to their life. 3 years ago, my mother-in-law, whose name is Ruth, was dying in a hospital. I was on a speaking tour, and she was taken into the hospice. And I was way down in the States, southern states, and I couldn't get back because I was on this speaking schedule I was committed to. And I felt really bad because I wanted to be with her because they said it was close to her life's end. And the only way I knew I could make contact with her face-to-face was through FaceTime. So I asked my sister-in-law if we could FaceTime Mom. I call her my mom. And I'll never forget that experience of seeing this beautiful woman's face looking into it through the FaceTime. She could hardly speak at this point in her life. And I said to her, I said, Mom, I'm really going to miss you a lot. And she looked up at me. She said, honey, you're going to be all right. And then she said, you have Jesus. You have Jesus. Those are the last words that I heard from my mother-in-law. The next day she died. A few weeks later, I was at her funeral preaching about leftovers. What she left over was the faith that she shared, the foundation we laid down in her life and my life. And I think the same thing happened with Ruth. My God is going to be your God. There was something in that family that allowed Ruth to grow in her faith. It stuck. It allowed her to become a leader to go with Naomi. You see, friends, the words we share, the conversations we have each and every day with our family and friends about who Jesus is count. I think the conversations that we have during the most difficult times in our life might be even more crucial to help people understand who God really is and why they need him like we do in their lives. Last story, Ben. I confirmed him, he's a member of my church, but he went off the tracks. Got into drugs, alcohol, ended up in prison. I visited him in prison a number of times. And I kept telling him, Ben, God loves you. He forgives you. He wants you to have a fresh start. He wants you to have new beginnings. That was 25 years ago. 3 weeks ago, I got an email from Ben, out of the blue. Out of the blue, clean, married, children. And he said, Pastor Rick, I'll never forget what you said. God loves me. God forgives me. He has a fresh start. Thank you. Sometimes realize the words and the impact that they have. That was the toughest time in his life. And what's cool now? He's sharing his story of transformation as one who was in prison, who felt hopeless and helpless, wondering if he was going to die, wondering if he should kill himself. And now he shares the story of God's love. Ruth's story continues. My God is your God. She led the way back home. We need more of God, not less. And I think Ruth realized that. She didn't know where she was going. She didn't know where she was heading. But she trusted in God. Was she wondering what would be next? I think she was. And next Sunday, we'll hear that story. I wonder what is next. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Ruth. That she went ahead, that she stepped into this unknown journey solely on your promises, believing in you, trusting in you. Lord, help us to have the faith of Ruth. In those times we wonder, why me? We love you, Lord. Amen.